Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is about COVID-19's impact on general aviation aircraft. COVID-19 has been in the public's attention for the past 3 months, since January. During the past 3 weeks, the virus has gained much more ground in North America, impacting general aviation, business aviation, air taxis, charters, and of course, the airlines. Key messages from our government leaders focuses on flattening the curve in an effort to contain the virus. From a general aviation perspective, there are a number of proactive and reactive steps, short of not flying, which we can take to keep us safe. Medical professionals have identified that the virus will live on surfaces for an extended period of time, from 2 hours to 9 days, depending on the type of surface and, of course, the temperature. What we don't want is the aircraft environment to become a petri dish containing the virus. From Health Canada's website, the virus is most commonly spread from an infected person through 1. Respiratory droplets generated when you cough or sneeze. 2. Close, prolonged personal contact, such as touching or shaking hands. 3. Touching something with the virus on it, then touching your mouth, eyes, nose, before washing your hands. For me, roughly 90% of my flights are solo. Not for any particular reason, it just seems to have worked out that way. The passengers that I do carry tend to be other pilots, flight instructors, family, COPA for kids, and friends. I'm not a commercial pilot, so I'm not flying with paying passengers. Most of the folks I fly with, I know. Key to understanding the risk of flying in close quarters with other passengers is your own health assessment. Remember, it's not only about you, your social circle, but also your passengers' social circle. That's really hard to say, by the way. You can see that the virus can create exponential infection rates based upon the depth and width of your extended social circle. As pilots, we need to be cognizant of the impacts of our actions or non-actions to the other guy or girl. I would recommend the following pre- and post-flight actions to be added to your checklist. Health Canada's list of recommended disinfecting products can be found at their website. So from a pre-flight perspective, 1, wipe down the yoke, engine controls, seat belts, door handles, seating with an alcohol wipe. I used a handy wipe cleaner disinfectant, which is small and easy to carry. 2, contact your avionics manufacturers to determine which cleaning products will not harm the screens, glass, instruments. Quickly wipe down these items with the appropriate cleaner. 3. Contact the airframe manufacturer to determine which cleaning products will not harm the panel, switches, circuit breakers, heating control knobs, compass, seat fabric, leather upholstery, etc. Again, wipe down these items with the appropriate cleaner. 4. Wipe down any portable devices and cables like headsets and GPSs that you might have brought into the aircraft. 5. Wipe down shared resources like charts and maps, the Canadian Flight Supplement, you know, etc., that are left in the aircraft. So after flying the airplane, here's some post-flight tips. 1. Social distance of 2 meters or more from the FBO and flight line staff during fueling. 2. When fueling, consider wearing fuel and chemical-friendly gloves with possibly disposable gloves over top. At my airport, the FBO flight line staff fuel the aircraft. However, I supervise and double-check the amount of fuel placed on to the tanks. So I undo the caps and then put the caps in, again, limiting how much exposure and touching to the aircraft by the FBO folks occurs. Three, for payment, consider arranging for card on file, whereby the FBO has your credit card on file. So that way you don't have to use the payment processing machine or PIN pad. Four, if you prefer to pay at the aircraft, wear gloves when handling the credit debit card PIN pad. You can also consider using tap rather than sliding your credit card into the PIN pad. Some payment processors have a $100 tap limit. We're seeing that those limits are being raised to $250. I expect that the PIN pad machine will become a micro petri dish, allowing the virus to move from credit card to machine and then onto your credit card. So you should think about wiping down not only the PIN pad machine, but also your credit card, and of course use disposable gloves before entering your PIN onto the PIN pad machine. And again, consider wiping down your credit card before putting it back into your wallet. After flight, wipe down the aircraft as we discussed in the pre-flight. And then lastly, wipe down any portable devices and cables that you may have brought into the aircraft. These simple steps should add only a few more minutes to your walk around and post-flight activities. On March 20th, 2020, Garmin released Service Advisory 2051A, which can be found on their website through simply a Google search. Garmin recommends using a cleaner with 70%, but no more than 91% isopropyl alcohol, and advises that cleaners containing ammonia will damage the Garmin display screens. Soap and water can be used to clean the buttons and knobs. However, care should be taken as the avionics are not waterproof. Do check with your airframe and avionics manufacturer to determine which disinfecting products are friendly to your airplane. During flight, I've gotten into the habit, thanks to a retired Canadian Air Force pilot friend of mine, of wearing gloves. They've become that additional layer of skin with an exceptional tactile feel and are smart device friendly. Of course, when you arrive home, wash your hands with soap and water and don't forget to wipe down your car. You might consider routinely washing your gloves and flying jacket. Hopefully, we can all work through our new social norm and, of course, the impact to our flying. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.